This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 update. After the dominance of Djokovic and Azarenka over the last few years, it was a nice change to see two new winners at the Open this year. The men's final was full of drama as Spain's Rafael Nadal took on Switzerland's Stan Wawrinka in the last match of the tournament. Most predicted a Rafa win, but Stan was the one out of the blocks early, taking the first set 6-3. Then Rafa called for the trainer for his back in the second set, and appeared to suffer until his meds kicked in. Stan took the second set, and in the third, Rafa went from almost retiring to being 3-love up and dominating. Midway through the fourth and final set, it was break for break until Stan streaked away, winning his first Grand Slam ever.
Then wasn't easy. He gets injury. He wasn't serving at all. He wasn't moving during one set, and then was a completely different match. I had to focus on myself to try to find a way just to win it. I knew and I saw that was really, really difficult for him. I wasn't happy for that because normally that's not the way I want to win the match, but it's a final. At the end, I won in four sets. I think I finished well the match, and yeah, to get the win, it's just amazing for me. I was more surprised about how well I was playing, that's for sure. I was expecting to be a little bit nervous, not to move so well, especially at the beginning like I did against Djokovic, but tonight was just the perfect start.
Stan doesn't really mind how he got the win, as long as it's not a dream.
Did you feel it important to get the final word in with your forehand winner?
I don't care. As long as I won the match, for me it doesn't matter. But again, I'll be really honest, it's a final of Grand Slam, so I'm really happy to win it. I was really sad for him. I really hope that it's not too bad for him because he was already injured last year and he came back. Now he won so many titles last year and he's someone that we need in tennis. I will need time to realize what I did in these 2 weeks because at the end, even if Rafa was injured, I think I deserved that Grand Slam because I won against Djokovic, number two. I won against Rafa. I did amazing 2 weeks and I was playing my best tennis ever.
When Rafa was injured, Stan got annoyed with the umpire for not filling him in on the situation.
But what did you hear? So you don't need my answer. Normally when the physio is coming on court, the umpire always said why he's coming and didn't want to tell me, so I get pissed.
Rafa was also booed after he disappeared off court for a while.
Yeah, I think it was not that nice, but especially Rafa, we all know that he's a great guy, great player, he's always really fair play. He always tries his best, he's always fighting. So for me, the problem was not that he left the court. I just wanted to know why, what was his problem, just to know for the rest of the match. But yeah, it was quite strange that the crowd started to boo him.
And how will Stan celebrate? Responsibly, of course.
There's a big chance that I get drunk tonight, but we'll see.
Rafa said after the match that he didn't feel right from the warm-up.
Then at the beginning of the second was the key moment that I felt that during a serve in a bad movement, I felt that very stiff, not very bad. He's playing unbelievable. He really deserved to win that title. I'm very happy for him. He's a good friend of mine. Well, I tried hard. Last thing that I wanted to do was retirement.
He was also understanding of why the crowd booed him during his medical timeout.
And the crowd, only thing that wants to do is enjoy a great match and they pay a ticket to watch the best match possible, and I was not able to offer that to them.
Rafa has had bad luck in this tournament in the past few years with injuries, and this year was no exception. It was also a big final between the ladies on Saturday night as Slovakia's Dominika Cibulková faced China's Li Na. For Li, it was her third Oz Open final and she was yet to win one. Dominika, on the other hand, had nothing to lose, being in her first ever Grand Slam final. The match started evenly with both girls breaking each other in the first set, but it was Li to take the first in a tiebreak.
After you win the very tight first set, you think like, okay, already one set in the pocket, you know, like feeling 1 foot already touching in the trophy. So of course, if you have one set in the pocket, in the second set, you can play more aggressive attacker.
From then on, it was all Li as she devastated her opponent 6-love in the second to take her first title here.
After I win the match, I really exciting. I think I have drops coming down, you know. I try to have a hockey with the team, but it's too high. I cannot catch it. So yeah.
Li gave one of the funniest winners speeches ever and was asked if her husband was fed up with her jokes.
If he said enough, I think I will divorce. So, you know, I will keep my way. Actually, I didn't feel I was very funny when I was speak. I was feeling this is normal, it's the way I have to thanks for the team. But after I finished, they say, oh, we love your speech. Like, I was like, okay, maybe I make it funny, but I don't know.
Li has done a lot of work on the mental side of her game in the past year, and it showed.
And also, maybe you guys do you know know, how hard I was working for the mentally to make this one.
Lee said her publicist Max made her rich after the match.
It's a little bit tough for him as well because, you know, China and America, they have their jet lag. But the China company, they didn't care about that. They just call him maybe middle of the night. So it's very tough, but it's good for him. Try to lose the weight.
After a competitive first set, Dominika conceded that she was powerless against Na in the second.
After she won the first two games, she was more relaxed and she was going for her shots. And after, it was impossible for me to do something and to be aggressive because she was just really playing well.
All in all, it was a great 2 weeks with two first-time winners and crowd favourites finally achieving their dreams. This has been an Australian Open 2014 update on Joy 94.9.